The Sportscast, September 28th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. We're still working on the digital radio. We had some quirks this past the weekend, so we'll definitely be working on that, but stay tuned. Go to thesportscast.net to listen. But if you're on iTunes listening in this to and with the podcast format, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit us on thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest. Nick Foles is the starting quarterback in Chicago. Also, follow us on Twitter at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest. And this episode is brought to you by Insta Bible App. You could get the Insta Bible App on the iOS App Store. It's 3.3. Great reviews so far. Great update to the app. Make sure you get it and download it. The SEC premier weekend was this past weekend, and it was a success as expected. Mississippi State looked great, but was it because LSU was bad? Bama won the game they're supposed to win against Missouri. And joining us all the way from Tuscaloosa, a man that knows the SEC in and out and does go to Jammaramas, Mr. Stephen M. Smith. Welcome back to the Sportscast. I kind of lost you a little bit. One more time. Let me fix the technical issues, of course. But I understand that Stephen Smith is a Rama Jamma fan.
This is true. The house, pancake, good hamburgers, yes.
I got to go visit. I know that they want us to visit and possibly do a show there, so hopefully I'll get to Rama Jamma soon and rock and roll with it going. Anyway, Stephen Smith, give us a quick 30 seconds before we review all the games. What were your thoughts over this first weekend of the SEC?
Great standing, had some shockers, but what did I expect? Big man football. We're back to big man football.
Exactly. Big man football, of course, SEC, one of the best conferences in the world, college conferences. Let's begin. Let's begin covering the SEC first weekend. Let's start with Florida beating Ole Miss 51-35. Star tight end caught four of Kyle Trask's six touchdown passes, and number five Florida spoiled the head coaching debut of Mississippi's Lane Kiffin. Steven, what are your thoughts over that game?
I mean, Florida's offense was fantastic. Kyle Trask and Kyle Pitts, the connection between the two Kyles, one at quarterback and one at tight end, was outstanding. The old ball coach, Steve Spurrier, would have been very pleased to watch that game, see that game, check that game out, as you know, Florida aired the ball out there under head coach Dan Mullen, was really impressed with that. I know it was not the greatest debut for Lane Kiffin, but we know what Ole Miss has offensively. They did put some points on the board. Defensively, it's where they're going to have to improve, but really impressed with Kyle Trask. Kyle Pitts is somebody that will be the first tight end taken in the 2021 NFL draft. Really likes Florida's offense.
Exactly. Of course, that's a tough game for Lane Kiffin to begin. But, of course, every game this season will be all SEC. But he has plenty of time to prove it. Let's go. Mississippi State defeated LSU 44-35. Mike Leach, a blitzkrieg offense. Offense going full force. Steven, a lot of the media were just going around and saying, wow, this team is a force to be reckoned with. What are your thoughts?
It did not take long for Mike Leach, the air raid, and the 10 plays on one thin note card to take effect for Mississippi State. I mean, for you not to have a spring and this offense looked as great as it did against LSU, you know, granted, yes, LSU lost a lot of players to the NFL draft, players to opt out, lost two coaches, two other jobs, but Mississippi State, you got to give, you know, Mike Leach a lot of credit, tremendous game plan, going down to Tiger Stadium and getting the win. And how about KJ Costello at quarterback, the transfer from Stanford, had over 600 yards passing. There were moments in that game he looked like, why was I at Stanford all of this time? because he was having so much fun in that offense for State. And Kylan Hill, you know, the running back, he looks very happy. A guy that's going to go from being just the backfield running back to now, he's going to be catching passes out the backfield. You know, Mike Leach mentioned to him, we're trying to make you the next Alvin Kamara. So stick around here, and we're going to make you a complete all-around back. And, you know, Kylan Hill did some great things over the weekend. Mississippi State's receiving corps stepped up. Defensively, they did a good job stopping the run because you could tell the Tigers missed Clyde Edwards-Helaire tremendously. They rotated three backs in that matchup. The Tigers did and still could not generate, you know, over 100 yards rushing. So for Miles Brennan, he is not Joe Burrow. There are some things he's got to get down. There are some things the entire LSU team has to get down. But Mississippi State, I mean, give Mike Leach credit. Welcome to the SEC. And he got a huge win for the people of Stark Vegas.
Will Mississippi State be a force in the SEC this year?
I think it depends on Santiago how they build off this win, right? Because this was a huge win. Residents in Starkville, they're happy. They're jumping up and down. They're giving each other high fives. But can they build off this win is the question. If they can build off of it, then this will be a team to be reckoned with. Now, coming in, I had Mississippi State as a 6-4, 7-3 type team. I still see them that way. But if they can build off that win and maybe snatch two or three more wins like that that they were not expected to get coming in, it could be something nice for them.
Definitely looking at this team. They play at Bama on October 31st on Halloween. Georgia defeats Arkansas 37-10. Redshirt junior Stetson Bennett came off the bench to engineer a 37-10 victory for the fourth-ranked Bulldogs. Steven, what are your thoughts over this game?
I mean, Georgia had some struggles with Arkansas. I mean, they thought Juwan Mathis would be the guy to really, you know, lead that team to a victory, the redshirt freshman, but had a tough go out there. So you had to pull Stetson Bennett, the backup there, to push him out there in the matchup. And he did engineer some big plays, some big drives to get Georgia back in the football game. And ultimately the win, but this is something that Kirby Smart, you know, not happy with in terms of his team not clicking like they need to, not, you know, responding with a crisp performance the way they need to. So this is a game where Kirby has got to go back to the drawing board and clean some things up on both sides of the ball. Thankfully, they do get JT Daniels this week. He has been cleared medically to play, so they will have the transfer from USC, a fourth matchup with Auburn this week.
That's huge news for Georgia, of course. That was announced this morning. Let's go on to the biggest game of the week for Steven. Alabama defeating Missouri 38-19. Alabama football took care of business on Saturday night at Missouri with the Crimson Tide defeating the Tigers 38-19. Redshirt junior quarterback Mac Jones led the offense along with the solid performances from junior wide receiver Jalen Waddle and senior running back Najee Harris. Steven Smith, what would you rate Alabama 0-10 there?
Alabama out of 10, there's still some things to clean up, but I give it a solid 8. I give it a solid 8. There was a lot of good things. If you're an Alabama fan, left from watching that game, you've seen a lot of great things. You mentioned Matt Jones there, 18 for 24 passing, highly efficient, 75%. He looked in complete control of that offensive quarterback. Jalen Waddle is an absolute stud. There were some NFL scouts at that game that watched him perform at an elite level. Najee Harris is fantastic. Defensively, though, having Dylan Moses back, a big deal. In the first half, defense flying around the ball, pursuing the ball, creating pressure, making huge plays. He goes to the half of 28-3. The second half, you know, the defense covered us there, allowing two late touchdowns for Missouri. There were a couple of moments when you saw, you know, some arm tackles kind of break down and make tackles successfully. But overall, a solid 8. There were a lot of good things to take in that matchup, but there's some things that Alabama's going to have to clean up, and Coach Saban will get those things cleaned up this week in practice.
Something to definitely look at. Let's look at Vanderbilt versus Texas A&M. Vanderbilt loses to Texas A&M. Vanderbilt narrowly missed on a season-opening upset, losing 17-12 to number 11 Texas A&M on Saturday night. Hey, Steven, Vanderbilt was close.
Vanderbilt was close, and you're getting better. I know he's tired of the moral victories. He wants to really lead the Vanderbilt program to SEC. But Vanderbilt played a tough, hard-nosed football game and kept it close against a team in Texas A&M that's got a lot of talent, that's got both nose of talent, and a team where that donates $498 million, almost half $1 billion, to the program each and every year. So Aggie fans feel like they're on the same level as the Alabamas, the Auburns, the LSUs, the big teams in the SEC. And for, you know, Jimbo Fisher to have to struggle to beat Vanderbilt, not a good way to start off the season there for the pressure that's on Fisher. And he's got to play Alabama this week and Brian Denny. They have to have all their cards in a row there, coming out smoking on both sides of the football. But I know Derek Mason does not like moral victories, but this was a game where if you're a Vanderbilt fan, you're looking like, okay, we didn't win, it sucked, but we played quality against one of the better SEC teams. We just like the team to pick up a bit more.
Tennessee defeats the Gamecocks 31-27. Steven, good start for Tennessee.
Good start for Tennessee. Good start for the volunteer program. I mean, not have Ryan Helinski as a South Carolina still did some good things on both sides of the ball. But for Tennessee to get this win, knowing that they lost receivers to the NFL after this past team. You had Jared Gargano, who was not, you know, the greatest, you know, quarterback last season, but he's got talent. And you have, you know, Brian Bauer on the roster. You've got Harrison Bailey, the true freshman on the roster. But still, you know, Jeremy Pruitt with his coaching and with his staff, you know, finding a way to get that done. Good, good win there for the Vols.
And, of course, that is it for the recap. What are you looking for when Bama plays Texas A&M?
Defensively, in the secondary, like I mentioned against Missouri, there were a couple of coverage busts in the second half. Got to get those cleaned up. Following the gap assignments from the defensive run. And when you're playing a quarterback, bringing the pressure and getting the pocket where he can't step up and make throws. So really, defending the wide receiver on that roster, the Kendrick Rogers of the world are very, very successful on the outside. Of an offensively, building off, you know, what you did against Missouri, you know, Mac Jones being efficient, Najee Harris being efficient, you know, other guys around them, and the offensive line continuing to flex muscle, not just the first team group, but getting more continuity with that second and third team group as those other guys are having to play on the fly with not having spring football.
Something to definitely look at, of course, is ramifications when the offseason is not all there. But that is our recap of the SEC. Tonight, predictions, Chiefs at the Ravens, Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson. Stephen Smith, who do you have?
This is so hard, man. This is so hard. You got a Super Bowl winner, a Super Bowl MVP, and a league MVP. Oh, this is so hard. Okay. You know what? Just because I believe he is hungry, he wants to prove all the critics wrong as he continues to grow year by year, give me Lamar Jackson and the Ravens by 3. Justin Tucker, game-winning field goal.
That is definitely a good score. Yes, they're playing in Baltimore. Of course, no fans, which I still consider more like neutral ground. But I think the Ravens really want it. This is definitely the top two best teams in the AFC, so we'll definitely see what happens. And in the NBA – we got the Lakers and the Heat. Who will win the series?
I got LeBron getting that fourth one. It's going to be hard throwing LeBron because Jimmy Butler's on a mission. Love Duncan Robinson, Bam Adebayo, Gordon Dragic has resurged. Like, they got a great team. No one gives Eric Spoelstra enough credit for what he does. He's done a bang up job, but I like LeBron to go ahead and get that fourth ring.
We'll see if Ban is able to cover Anthony Davis and maybe be a spoiler. We'll see that he are on a roll right now, but we'll see they'll facing a unique opponent with the Lakers, of course, LeBron James. So we'll see what happens. The finals begin on Wednesday night, so we'll definitely check that out. Steven, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about Bama versus Texas A&M?
Best way to reach me is definitely on Twitter, at Coaching M. Smith on Twitter. That's me at Coaching M. Smith on Twitter. The listeners can always find me also on Facebook. That's Steven M. Smith, my given name, Steven M. Smith on Facebook. And the site that I write for covering Alabama football is Touchdown Alabama Magazine. You can find it on Facebook at Touchdown Alabama Magazine, on Twitter at TD Alabama Mag, of the site itself, touchdownalabama.com, and the show that I do for the brand on YouTube on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays is In My Own Words, In My Own Words, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on YouTube at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we cover the Crimson Tide from all areas.
And can you give us a preview of what will the show be all about this week?
Well, tonight the first topic will be about the Alabama faithful needing to be patient with Bryce Young. There are a lot of people on social media not particularly happy with the performance that Bryce Young had. He did some good things, but he's continuing to grow as a freshman. Once again, did not have spring. Spring football, very important around here. So the fans needing to be patient with Bryce Young, be patient with Trey Sanders. I will also be handing out some game balls for the guys that really, really performed well. So going to be an entertaining show tonight.
Definitely looking at it. How many minutes did Bryce Young give this past weekend?
Well, he got from 5 minutes left in the third quarter and then the whole fourth quarter.
Not bad. That's that should be enough for preseason, right? Training.
Yeah.
Anyways,
he got between 3 to 5 minutes in the third quarter and then the entire fourth quarter. So Coach Saban, wanting to get him out there, wanting to get him some experience and some things to grow on, and I can say he had some good plays. He did some really good things out there.
Definitely, with a good game going against Missouri when they were pretty much up throughout most of the game. You can find us at thesportscast.net or on Twitter at thesportscast1. Tonight we have Ty Turner and a Pac-12 analyst. So definitely stay tuned for tonight and tomorrow. We got the Constant and Riley show. They got Alabama legends Kenneth Darby and Glenn Coffey, Steven. How about those guys?
That's going to be fun. I'm excited to see Justin and Marvin Constant go to work with that.
Quite great addition with Constant coming into the sportscast. He definitely knows a lot of people and throughout the country. So we'll definitely be looking at that at the sportscast. Steven Smith, you are the man when it comes to Alabama sports.
I appreciate it, Santiago. You take it one day at a time, one step at a time, and you grind through it.
Alabama's looking so good and a very promising team this season. Anyway, Steven, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Absolutely, man. Y'all take care.